Shall we turn this morning to Acts chapter 18, and we'd like to take a look at verses 1 through 3. I'd like to preference the study in a very important way, because I don't want you to turn me off when you hear the topic I'm going to share with you. No, it's not about money, so you're fine. It's worse than that. It does start with an M. It's about your marriage. And oftentimes when we speak on marriage, then those who are single feel very left out. But I want those of you that are single to really pay attention, because you need to hear what God wants you to have for a marriage. When you look around the Church of Jesus Christ, there are not very many great Christian marriages. One out of two end up in a divorce, and that's a tragic thing, because we are keeping step with the world. And so the commitment that we make, oftentimes we never follow through. And the reason why is because someone is not willing to die to who they are and to surrender their life and to be changed by the power of God. And Jesus said, because of the hardness of the heart, God has allowed certain things. But from the very beginning, it was not so. And so you need to understand that when it comes to a moment of divorce or a moment of just separation or a moment of hating each other, it is because of the hardness of heart, not because of the mercy or the compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Or maybe you've lost your loved one and you need to listen, or maybe you've been divorced and you're reconsidering once again going down this road. And so I want to encourage those of you that are single, divorced, or maybe widowed to really listen and take notes. And I want to exhort those of you that are married today. And I pray that it would be a strong message. I pray that it would be something that would challenge your heart. And you might say to me, well, Pastor Steve, I'm willing to do what God wants me to do, but the one I'm married to is not willing or obedient. Well, then you need to listen, and you need to really ask God to open the doors that God would give you this type of a marriage. It's in the book of Acts in chapter 18. It's a very simple passage, and you would probably skip over it if you did not know the history of what was taking place. And after these things, in chapter 18, verse 1, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. You remember he was preaching in Athens there at Mars Hill. He did not have much of an audience, and so he left and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, so the area of Rome, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome. So in 52 AD, Claudius made a decree that all the Jews would have to leave. And the reason why was because there was an uprising among the Jews and among the Christians, and the Roman government became sick and tired of hearing all the different things being brought before the Roman court. So Claudius has said, get these Jews out of here, and that will solve our problem. And so they were forced to leave their business with Aquila and Priscilla. They moved and came to this area of Corinth. And because he was of the same craft, that would be Paul, he abode with them, which means that he moved in with Priscilla and Aquila, and they worked, or they wrought, that this King James says, for their occupation they were tent makers. So what the Bible is telling us is there was a husband and wife team who lived in that area of Italy, there by Rome, had a very successful business there as tent makers. They were thrown out of their city or country because of Claudius in 52 AD. They came all the way over to this wicked city, Corinth. There they established another business, and they ran into Paul the Apostle. And Paul, being a tent maker because of the trade, it was according to the Jewish tradition that every boy would have a trade to fall back on. Paul was now out of money because he was preaching in Athens and teaching every day, and so he ran out of money. He was looking for work, came into contact with Priscilla and Aquila. They offered him a job, and there, Finally, they invited him into their home, and Paul eventually was able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so in the Bible, in the New Testament, it mentions this couple 6 different times. Now, why I mention that very simply is because they are always together. They are always mentioned together in the Bible. 6 times they are mentioned, 4 times she is placed before him, which we believe that she was deeper in the faith, stronger in the faith, and had even a greater love for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was more of a gentle, compassionate man. She was more of an aggressive, going after things. And so we find even in the King James, they twist it there in Acts chapter 19, where it says that he ministered to Apollos, where in the old text, it mentions that it was Priscilla that came before Aquila. So she ministered to Apollos. Now, when I look at marriage today in the Church of Jesus Christ, it's kind of interesting because it's like we're looking for an ideal, and then it became an ordeal. Now we're looking for a new deal. And that's about where it's at. Not real excited about what I see in marriages today. I see men who are unwilling to lead the way, unwilling to take the lead within their family, spiritually. Oh, they're willing to take the lead financially. They're willing to take the lead in every other area. But when it comes to the moving of the Holy Spirit or the work of Jesus Christ or the calling of God, there are very few men here that are willing to say, as for me and my house, we will serve God. And we will place spiritual things above everything else within our life. That we will build our family around the values of Christianity. That we will bring our children into contact with the Word of God. That we will set under the teaching of the Word of God. And that will be the evidence of our life, that we will build ourselves up in the most holy faith. So looking at this couple, there were some things that really came about within their life. If I were to evaluate marriages today, I would have to say that they're kind of like a remodeling job. Kind of like last month, Kevin was redoing his bathroom at his mother's house. And he was excited because, of course, a worship leader coming here, learning all the different trades, he was now ready to tackle the bathroom for the kingdom of God. And his mother led him. That's a wonderful thing. And Kevin went with every heart and probably did a wonderful job. But there are 4 things that kind of stood out in my mind, just kind of going through, thinking about Kevin doing that job, hoping he didn't cut his finger off because he had to play the guitar, how he's going to do it, the different cuts, the different things, the tiling. My whole heart went out to him. But he did it, and it was done. But I think he would say to me afterwards, Steve, it took longer than I planned. It cost more than I figured. It was messier than I anticipated, and it required more determination to get the job done. Now, that to me is a great definition of marriage. Number 1, it takes longer than you think. It costs more than you figured. It's messier than you thought, and it requires everything you have to finish this thing. And that's a wonderful thing to understand that. But here we come to Priscilla and Aquila. A husband and wife team that were willing to dedicate their life to Jesus Christ. And they were willing to go God's way, to direct their heart. And they were willing to go the distance at no matter what it took. They were willing to dedicate their whole business to the gospel and spread of the kingdom of God. They were willing to die because they even risked their neck for the Apostle Paul. And they were willing, very simply, to disciple those that needed. This was a great couple. Now, I'm blessed with my wife. We've been married going on 31 years. And one of the wonderful things that God has given to me is a woman who loves the Word as much as I do. And she loves to teach the Word. So in our life, we are going the same way, doing the same things. So when I travel, it's a neat thing. When she travels, it's a neat thing. When she teaches, it's a great thing. When I teach, it's a great thing. We enjoy conversing around the Word. Our time is very scarce. We don't have dinner very often, maybe once, twice a week if we're lucky, because of the time demanded upon our life. So we have to work at this marriage. But we do believe with all of our hearts that we were married for the ministry of Jesus Christ, that we were both saved, came to Christ, we dedicated our lives, we gave our lives to God, and we are now to serve Him with everything we have. I don't believe that changes, regardless if you're in the ministry or outside the ministry. I believe that when you stood before God, made that commitment to God, you became one. And God desires to use your home, God desires to use your heart, and God desires to use your hand for the kingdom of God. And that's what I want to share with you in the remaining time. Three things I want you to jot down or put in your mind, that they had hands to work for the kingdom of God. They gave their hands to the work of God. They gave their heart to the work of God, and they gave their home unto the work of God. Well, let's take a look at the first of these three. Notice in chapter 18, verse 3, they gave their hands to the work. And chapter 18, verse 3, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation, and underlying these three words, they were tent makers. In other words, they did it together. They were in the business together. They were sewing together. They were laboring together. They were friends in the work of God. I think that oftentimes I hear people say, well, if my wife worked for me, I couldn't handle it. I mean, I'm glad to be away from her, and she's glad to be away from me. And there is a wonderful thing about having a little bit of space. But here was a couple that they were able to work together, live together, labor together, love together. They were able to do hospitality together. In other words, they were committed to what they believed that God wanted them to do. They were madly in love with each other. And it didn't make a difference if it was Priscilla or Aquila or Aquila and Priscilla. We find that she was very strong. She opened her home to the church. We find that she opened her home to Paul the Apostle to live in, that she was willing to minister to Apollos, and she was willing to support her husband. She was a wonderful woman. And we find from his end that he was gentle, he was kind, he was unjealous, he was not envious, and he was willing to support his wife and work with his own two hands. They had a wonderful combination. And by the way, this couple, you need to understand the magnitude of their life, that they had a home, that they opened to have a church, and they had a church in Rome, they had a church once again in Ephesus, and they had a church in Corinth. So their home became the church in three of the most powerful cities of Rome. And I believe that this couple did more for the kingdom of God than we will ever know. It was Paul teaching in their homes about Jesus Christ. I wonder if your home is dedicated in that dimension. Would you allow Paul to move into your home? Or would you have to clean up and get rid of HBO? Would you have to clean the house and get rid of some of the things that we don't want other people to know? Or is our home open to whatever and whoever can come in and enjoy it? You see, they did it together. They labored together. They poured their heart into the labor, and they gave of their money to the work of God. They made a decision early in their life that whatever they could do as a couple to further the gospel, that's what they wanted to do. Now, I'm not saying that you need to get into the ministry, but I am saying you are in the ministry. If you're here and you're married, God is asking you today, what are you going to do with your marriage? And how are you going to use that marriage for the kingdom of God? And are you going to build His house, or are you going to build your own house? If you build His house, God will build your house. If you build your own house, you're never going to have it done. So God is challenging you, as men and as women, to make a commitment that whatever you do it together. So it isn't the wife's on fire and the husband isn't. It's not that the husband's on fire and the wife isn't. It means that both of you are committed to the Lordship of Christ, and both of you are on fire to God, and both of you are willing to die for the kingdom of God. That's what God is looking for today, regardless of ministry. That's the call of God upon your life. And the reason why there are so many divorces is because there's so much pride, and there's so much arrogance within the marriage. We're not willing to die to who we are. You've heard me say before, you know, the contrast between my wife and I is so far. She wants to feed the ducks. I want to shoot the ducks. I mean, just the difference between us. She wants to walk the dog, and we have a pug. You have to carry the stupid thing, you know. That's not a dog. And so there's a contrast. There are different things. I want to go here, and she wants to go there, and all of a sudden we have to get together and figure out how we're going to serve God together. And I've come to a conclusion that the Bible is right. I need to die to who I am, and she needs to die to who she is, and I need to rule and lead as Jesus Christ would. I remember one time she said to me, you know, well, Steve, I don't think we should do that. And I said, you know, honey, you just need to submit. She looked at me and she said, well, forget it. And I said, well, you know, the Bible says that you need to submit like Abraham. Sarah called him Lord, and she came back and said, when you start acting like Abraham, I'll start submitting. Well, okay. And she was hot, and she was right. And I think one of the wonderful things I'm going to tell you men right now, and all the women can tell me yes or no, but if you men would serve God with all your heart, your wife's security would be so crystal clear, they would never fear a thing. The greatest insecurity in a woman's life is not knowing where her husband's at with the Lord. The greatest fear they have is losing touch with God. It's not the material things. You could save so much money, guys, if you just would give them the security, and that is seeking God with all your heart. If your wife knows that you are serious about the Lord, then she will follow you to the ends of the earth, and she will sell everything to serve God with you. But she needs to know that there's a commitment deep within your heart, and so they work together. The second thing I find kind of interesting about this couple is they gave their hearts to God. They gave their hearts to God. And what I mean by that is two simple things. Number one, they were flexible before God. And number two, they were fearless before God. Two important ingredients within marriage. Number one, they gave their heart to God, therefore they were flexible. When they were thrown out of Rome, they came to Corinth. They didn't whine, they didn't complain, they rebuilt their business. They rebuilt their life. A circumstance threw them a curveball, and they were thrown out, but they didn't let that circumstance stop them. They got together, they began to sow, they built a business, and they made a very good business there in Corinth. And they hired people, and Paul was one of those they hired. So they were flexible to go from Rome to Corinth. When Paul said that he was now going to leave Corinth after 18 months, the Bible declares that Aquila and Priscilla, they sold their business and they went with Paul. And so they moved with Paul over to Ephesus, and there they established another business. And once again, God used them in a very powerful way, and they brought the gospel to Ephesus for over 3 years. Then Paul said that he was going to Rome, and guess what? They left Ephesus and they moved over to Rome, and they did it once again. So they opened their home in Corinth, they opened their home in Ephesus, and they opened their home in Rome, and Paul was able to minister, and they supported Paul at all three different cities. This couple was not tied down. In other words, they didn't buy in to this world. They bought into Jesus Christ, and they had a light touch on the things of this world, so they could hear the voice of God and move when God spoke to them. Some of us are so tied, we can't even move if God wants us to move. So they were willing to pick up and move and be tender-hearted and flexible. If you're unwilling as couples to be flexible, if you're unwilling to bend, unwilling to change, unwilling to reevaluate your own heart, your own life, you're not going to make it. You need to understand that she's a woman, he's a guy. There are two different people, and God is seeking to blend these people together, and you need to give, and she needs to give. You both need to die, and Jesus Christ is always right. And if I'm not flexible, and I hold my ground and begin to be strong where I shouldn't be strong, I can break my wife. But they were flexible. They had a light touch. They had a heart towards the gospel. And they believed in Paul. And I got to tell you, there have been some couples in our ministry that have given their heart, their life to the work here. And it makes it so much easier when they decide to do it together as a couple. I think of once again, not only that, but they also were fearless. I read here in a very interesting way that in Romans 16, verse 3 and 4, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also the church of the Gentiles." Underneath that little heading, they had a heart towards the ministry. Not only were they flexible to move with it and go with the changes, but secondly, they were willing to die for what they believed. There came a time, and we don't know the time, but we believe that Paul was about ready to be killed. And for some reason, Priscilla and Aquila stepped in front of Paul, and they took the shot. And Paul said, "They gave their neck for my ministry." What a wonderful thing. They were willing as a couple to risk their life, to risk their neck. When you find a couple who love God so much, willing to take the shot rather than trying to be right all the time, willing to see the gospel move on, willing to open a home, boy, you have a wonderful thing going on within that home. You see, today, all couples are concerned about is who they are and what image they have and what they have and what they own. But Aquila and Priscilla, they were concerned about the work of Jesus Christ. And lastly, and probably the most important, is not only did they give their hands to the work physically, not only did they give their hearts to the work emotionally, but they gave their home to the Lord. It's interesting to me that three simple things come out of that home. Number one, they were giving. It says in chapter 18, verse 3, that Paul abode with them. In other words, Paul, come in and live with us. I mean, when you find a woman who's willing to open her home and be able to support a work of the Lord, that's a wonderful thing. Not everyone can do that, and I want you to know that that's not something that you have to do, but just the willingness to be able to support when missionaries come back from the field, to be able to take them into your home, to be able to bless them. I'll tell you that you will learn more about Jesus Christ if you would open your homes and entertain one of the missionaries as they come through. You will find out about countries. Your children will hear about Nigeria when Silas comes, and to put him inside of a Christian home and let him tell you what goes on in Nigeria. Those are some of the most wonderful things that could ever happen in your life. It was Timothy that was able to hear Paul talk about the work of the Lord. It was John Mark that was able to watch the people come into the house there in the upper room. And it was John Mark that was pulled into the ministry. It was Timothy that was pulled into the ministry because they were exposed to the work of Jesus Christ. We shelter our kids from the work. We shelter our children from what God wants them to do. We shelter our life from what God's called us to do. And somehow we have in our mind that you separate the world and the church. And I'm saying to you that you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And God desires that you would grow as a couple and be nurtured as a couple and have a heart as a couple for the things of God. And if you don't have that with your spouse, that's what you need to pray for. Not a bigger house, not a better car, not more money. That's not going to solve the problem. You need to pray that God gets a hold of your husband and turns his heart towards Jesus Christ, that the world doesn't take him out. that the things of this world doesn't entice him, that his love for God is far greater than all the things the world can offer. And husbands, you need to pray for your wives that nothing ever becomes in their way of you loving them, and they become the very lovers of your life. That's a prayer that you need to pray. But I would say that 90% of the couples in this church probably really never ever pray together as husbands and wife. Very seldom do they ever kiss before they go to work. I read a report that you can make $30,000 more a year if you just kiss your wife in the morning. And I read the very same statistics that if you kiss your wife in the morning, you will not be in an accident. 50% of those who kiss their wives are not in accidents. I think I figured that out. If you're kissing your wife, you're not looking. That's a wonderful thing. So kiss your wives before they go. And you're going to live, the statistics say, you're going to live 5 years longer. Give that wife a peck. Say, I love you, honey. Hold her hand in the mall. Why? Oh, God help us. We forgot that we're in this thing to the very end. And no, I come back and realize that they open their home, but secondly, they open their home to the church. They entertain strangers and let strangers into the home, and they had the church in their home, and it was a wonderful thing. And lastly, they brought Apollos into their home. And so they were giving, they were gracious, and do not miss this last point. They were gentle. In other words, when they saw Apollos, that he was not well schooled in the scriptures, they took him into their home and they ministered to him the way. They didn't exhort him publicly, didn't embarrass him, but they said, come on home and have dinner with us. And we just want to share with you that your ministry could be so much better. We want to encourage you. And they were a great couple. You know, when I end this whole thing, I think there are two couples that stand out to me in the Bible. Two. Number one, Ananias and Sapphira. They were a couple that were filled with selfishness and sin, and they died. And then I look at Ananias and Sapphira and how they were taken out. And then I take a look at Priscilla and Aquila, and they were filled with the Spirit of God, and how God used their home, and God used their heart, God used their resources, and God used everything about them together to further the gospel, and they were even willing to die. So check this out. Before you get married, if this man does not have that in his heart, dump him. He's not worth it, because he's a man of the world. And if that woman doesn't want the work of God, then she's going to be after material things and dump her. Because we don't need that. We came out of the world, and now we're Christians. Now, if God wants to bless you, that's a wonderful thing. And I pray that God would bless everything you touch, and God would prosper you far beyond your ability to even receive it, but that you would never, ever forsake the priority to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these other things will be added. So open your homes, open your hearts, invite the singles into your home, invite people into your home, and show them what a Christian marriage is really all about. Father, we thank you. That God, that if we could just have so much more time to take a look at these two, how they loved you, how they committed their lives to you, how they gave their business to you, how they were willing to follow Paul and to sacrifice so many things, how they were open to move when Paul felt led to move, and how they got behind the work of God. What a wonderful thing. And when Paul comes to Romans 16 and begins to list his friends, it does not surprise me that this couple is at the very top. The first ones he mentions is Aquila and Priscilla, because it was through them that Paul was able to do the work of Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray that you would take the couples in this fellowship and they would grab the vision of this ministry, and they would grab the building next door, they would grab the work of Jesus Christ, and together that when they would pray, that God, that heaven would bless them, that they would pray with all of their hearts. And Father, as they begin to pray, you're going to take care of their own personal problems. So give us couples who love you with all their heart, that God, who have a heart to work, a heart to give, and a heart to open up the things that you've given to them. And we will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.